coming out of the horn of John's ministry, where he actually walking in the heavenlies, brought forth the full plan of God into being and opening the last wind. From there we traveled the river south towards Satan's seat. Then looking toward heaven or east, we began seeking this city not made with hands. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1.
Apostle John walked in the heaven, his was the fourth horn, the plan of God he brought down, and from it we were born. It hath been done, it hath been done.
hearts that ran so hard, it knocked him to the ground. Both horns were broke, his power gone, no help for him was found. The he-go pawed and pulverized until his wrath was filled and filled. He sprinkled with fire and walked away, ready now to build. It happened down, it happened down, through Christ, it all happened down, it happened down, it happened down, through Christ, it all happened done.
Eastward looking toward heaven, then for New Jerusalem, we've learned by faith to follow and leave the rest to him. He's the God who got us free from religion and war and around. Until he tells me where to move, I will rest right where I am.
Daniel 8, chapter 10th verse. And it waxed great, this little bitty horn, and grew to have an awesome power, even to or against the host of heaven, or the air where Satan ruled. Ephesians 2:2. And it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground and stamped upon them. We know, even in the early stages of the ministry of Brother Pruitt, the servant of the Lord, the power of the revealed Christ through him unseated and cast down some of the false lights or stars and destroyed the power of these demons. And one of these demons was racial prejudice, shining with the blessing of the false church. This demon attacked the servant of the Lord many times with sayings like, it won't work in the South, or they'll starve you out, or they'll burn your churches to the ground, and so on. But we know that this demon was utterly cast down. Religious compromise was another false light or demon spirit that the servant of the Lord walked over roughshod and with no apology at all. But let's go on. The wind still blowing, us still listening to the small whisper written in it. Daniel 8, verse 11. Yea, he magnified himself, even against the prince of the host. And from him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. We see, written on the wind, that Satan, the ram, was able to block the rivers from flowing because he, as God, had deceived the people, including the true ministers of God, had seated himself in the living church, had stolen the daily sacrifice, and rose to a place in the air, making a sanctuary or a dwelling place, hindering and even blocking the winds of heaven that carried the plan of God. Having done this, he then proceeded to substitute his own dead religious doctrines and teachings and began blowing them to the earth and killing the minds of the people with his deadness. He magnified himself against the prince of the host. How did this servant of the Lord strengthen his ministry against this prince? We find that very early in his ministry, in fact, the very first tract or piece of literature Brother Pruitt began to give out, and the first doctrine he began to teach, the one from which all others came forth, was what? Some of you will know and will remember helping him as he personally saw to the printing of this tract, this piece of literature, in his own home, thus assuring exact obedience in every detail in order to have a pure teaching or a pure doctrine. What was it? Well, what was it this demon prince had stolen from the family of God in earth? The answer is the daily sacrifice for each person. And so the name of the doctrine and the tract with which the servant of the Lord first began his ministry was named Your Daily Sacrifice. Ah. So he magnified himself, but not by his own power, as we see written in Daniel 8, 24. He began restoring the sacrifice by faith under the old covenant, being made a goat of by the false ministers, with their great swelling words, pretty religious sayings and sermons, and their great campaigns and so forth. The servant suffered ridicule, persecution, embarrassment, discouragement, and on and on. But for 14 years, both day and night, he ceased not preaching, teaching, demonstrating, many times even in tears, Your Daily Sacrifice and the other true doctrines which were built upon it, until the old covenant was restored, spoken by Jesus that it had been restored, and confirmed with a visitation of angels and a mighty outpouring of the Spirit, which you already know about, and which you continue to experience, and which words are utterly insufficient to convey.
It has been done.
Apostle John walked in the heaven, he is one. The fourth horn, the plan of God, he brought down, and from it we were born. It hath been
through Christ. This goat of God is proved. He's been burned by Satan's heat. He's taken all that's been dished out, walked on by dirty feet. But through it all in faith, he stood and fought for me and you. These battle scarred, but with a song, he has now made it through. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ. It all hath been done, it hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ. It all hath been done. The Father and the Son then spoke with the council that they ruled. Our servant's been made a goat of, just like us, he's looked a fool. But he restored the sacrifice in the covenant we first made. Let's use him now, give him heaven's power, and let him change the age.
During this 14 years, out of the blowing of wind, flowing of rivers, crying of righteous blood, all working through Christ by his chosen and obedient goat-like servant. Out of all this was gathered together the body for a little horn. It hath been written in the wind that as this body of obedient children move in blood, fire, love, and glory, they shall be welded into the little horn with the ministry of the servant, Brother Pruitt, being extended out to the point of the horn. It hath been done. Daniel 8, verse 12. The wind blows us to the marginal reading as the correct one, reading, and the host was given over for the transgression against the daily sacrifice. In simple words, they stole the daily sacrifice to rise and block the heavens, so they had to come down, even the prince, whose rightful place is down with the false prophet, where the servant has knocked him by the Spirit, unseating him in exact obedience to our Lord, who now is revealed hanging crucified in glory over our city. The daily sacrifice, the source of all winds, all rivers, all love, all ministries, all light, all gifts, and all of life. Colossians 1:20, Ephesians 1:10, and many other scriptures. He's now lifted up over the throne and over the cherubim, in the heavenlies and is ours. Already the servant is teaching us how to practice this truth that has been brought down to earth, that it may prosper and be used to build the new creation and for the fullness of living in it. Even as we read in the latter part of Daniel 8, verse 12, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered.
To see who live by faith in Jerusalem, the city hath been made free. It hath been done.
It all hath been done. Ah, it hath been done.
it all hath been done.
We're learning about the family of God. They are all our kin. Through their blood and suffering and death, we all have entered in. Honor and credit to whom it's due shall always surely be given. There's no respect of persons with God, nor in the family of heaven. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ, it all hath been done.
Old Satan had stabbed his horns of death through the heart of every man. He ruled in fierceness, religion, and was, and swallowed up the land. He even blocked the love of God, flowing life out through his river. At the very mention of the ram's religion, the world would stand and quiver. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ, it all hath been done. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ, it all hath been done. He knocked him down and stomped him in the white heat of his wrath. He snorted, hath been, was no more, hath been, hath been, hath been, hath. He parted with legs of flashing steel, feet flying and cutting with rage. Then he burned him with fire and walked away, leading forth been done. It hath been done. It hath been done. Through Christ, it all hath been done. The He-Goat came in from the west, riding on holy wind. Saw that the old ram there strutting around, old Satan all full of sin. Fiery eyes saw the ram and what he done to all those heavenly born. The goat smashed the ram in fury and broke off both his horns. It had been done, it had been done. Through Christ, it all hath been done. It hath been done, it hath been done. Through Christ, it all hath been done.
Came up in its place, pointing to the heaven's four winds. The Apostle John walked in the heaven, his was the fourth horn. The plan of God he brought down, and from it we were born. It hath been done, it hath been done.
he go to pounce that ram so hard it knocked him to the ground. Both horns were broke, his power gone, no help for him was found. The he-goat, pawed and pulverized until his wrath was filled and filled. He sprinkled with fire and walked away, ready now to build. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ, it all hath been done. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ, it all hath been done.
Eastward looking, toward heaven, then for New Jerusalem. We've learned by faith to follow and leave the rest to Him. He's the goat who got
this goat of God is proved. He's been burned by Satan's heat. He's taken all that's been dished out, walked on by dirty feet. But through it all in faith, he stood and fought for me and you. He's battle-scarred, but with a song he has now made it through. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ, it all hath been done. It hath been done, it hath been done. Father and the Son. Then spoke with the council that they rule. Our servants been made a goat of, just like us, he's looked a fool. But he restored the sacrifice in the covenant we first made. Let's use him now, give him heaven's power, and let him change the age. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ, it all hath been done. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ, it all hath been done. And so it was, it came to pass, when God said time is right, his servant, listening to the wind, heard, you shall this very night. The servant said, hath been my Lord, hath been, oh yes, hath been, ooh. He popped that prince from the air while riding on the wind. It hath
demon prince knocked from the air, winds of heaven now do blow. The daily sacrifice is now inside for all to by faith in Jerusalem, the city hath been made free. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ, it all hath been. It all hath been done.
It hath been done.
It hath been done. Through Christ, it all hath been done.
It hath been done.
It hath been done.
Through Christ,
it all hath been done.
It all hath been done.
It hath been done. It hath been done.
Through Christ, it all hath been done. Resting in the loving heart of our great Father God, put there by the servant of Jesus Christ our Lord, in the bosom of Abraham he holds, rocks us to, rocks us fall. We only leave to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. It hath been done. It hath been done. Through Christ, it all hath been done. It hath been done. It hath been done. Through Christ, it all hath been done.
We're learning about the family of God. They are
honor and credit to whom it's
Satan had stabbed his horns of death through the heart of every man. He ruled in fierceness, religion and was, and swallowed up the land. He even blocked the love of God, flowing life out through his river. At the very mention of the ram's religion, the world would stand and quiver. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ it all hath been done. It hath been done, it hath been done, through Christ it all hath been him down and stumped him in the white heat of his wrath. He snorted, hath been, was no more, hath been, hath been, hath been had. He parted with lakes of flashing steel, feet flying and cutting with rage. Then he burned him with fire and walked away, leading.